Hello, friends. Please consider supporting my Flavors and Knowledge podcast. Donated proceeds are applied to absorb the cost of cooking classes and health education for children. Help a child affected with diabetes with a donation toward the proper management of the condition through Food First. This message is brought to you by Chef Walter's Children Diabetes Foundation. Hello friends, this is Chef Walter with Flavors and Knowledge. Today we're going to be talking about Bicheri, a wonderful coffee drink which has been popularized by the Piedmontese royalty of Savoy. And before we go into the actual recipe, which you will have at the end of this podcast, a little note on the Savoy and who they were. The Savoys are one of Europe's oldest reigning houses, related to almost every royal house of Europe. Succeeding heads of the dynasty rose from counts to dukes of Savoy. In 1713, they became kings of Sicily and assumed the dignity of majesty. Thereafter, the Sicilian crown was exchanged for that of Sardinia, and the Savoy dynasty ruled the kingdom of Piedmont-Sardinia. In 1861, King Victor Emmanuel II led the movement for Italian unification, ceding Savoy to France in the process, and he and his descendants reigned as sovereign of a united Italy until 1946. Today Savoy is a province consisting of Savoy and Haute Savoy in southeastern France to the west and south of Geneva in Switzerland. Italy's great cuisine is often intermingled between the gastronomic rurality and the lavish taste of the royal courts. Bicherin represents the indulgence and the grandiosity of La Belle Époque. Turin's passion for chocolate has a long history. It arrived in the city at the end of the 16th century, brought by Caterina, the Spanish wife of Duke Carlo Emanuele I of Savoy, and in a short time it became a tradition. Towards the middle of the 17th century, Turin City was producing 750 pounds of chocolate per day, mostly exported to Austria, Switzerland, Germany and France, countries where the fashion for chocolate-based drinks was spreading at the time, still considered the panacea against all illness. Also in Turin, in 1778, Mr. Dorrit developed the first automatic machine that allowed the grinding of the cocoa mass and mixed it with vanilla and sugar, creating the forerunner of today's chocolate tablet. A few decades later is the combination of cocoa and chopped hazelnut, the much celebrated gianduja paste. The word bicherin actually means tiny or small glass, and it is, of course, part of the sweet tradition of the whole Savoy family. Hot chocolate with coffee and cold milk, three simple ingredients, not mixed but poured in layers in the glass, create a refreshing and not at all a cloying drink, an evolution of the 18th century's Bavaresa, the breakfast of the Torinese of the time, served accompanied by an assortment of biscuits such as bagnà, torchetti, and melia paste, as well as the lady fingers, which you all know about. Tradition has it that this delicacy was born in the tiny and anonymous place in Piazza della Consolata, which opened at the end of the 18th century as an acquisire, eventually renovated in the 19th century, and has remained unchanged since then. The 8 marble tables are the same from the times of Camillo Benso, the Count of Cavour, Alexandre Dumas, and Silvio Pellico, the great Italian poet, as well as Puccini and Macario. All, it seems, were great coffee goers. In the 19th century, Bicerino was so successful that it became the staple of the city in numerous cafes. Then, as it often happens, the fashions change, and in the 70s, the only place where Bicerino was featured was, in fact, at the Consolata Bar. Still today, after over 40 years, the Belle Epoque drink enjoys worldwide fame. On a late summer afternoon, it is effortless to come across tourists of various nationalities who indulge in a secular stop sitting at the table in front of the church of Santa Maria della Consolazione. Man does not live on Piedmontese Baroque alone, but on Bicerino as well. And if you want to attempt to make the Bicerino for your friends and family, it's a quick and simple recipe. This will make 2 servings. So you will begin with 1 cup of heavy whipping cream, nice and chilled, 2 tablespoons of confectioner sugar, 1 cup of organic whole milk, 3 ounces of bittersweet dark chocolate, and 2 shots of hot espresso. Using a hand mixer, beat the heavy whipping cream with confectioner sugar until it forms stiff peaks, just about a minute. In a medium-sized saucepan, warm the milk just until it begins to simmer. Add the chocolate and whisk together. Continue to whisk over lower heat until the mixture begins to thicken a bit. That will take about a minute. In a clear, heat-proof glass, create the 3 layers. Pour the hot chocolate on the bottom, followed by a shot of a hot espresso, and finally top with the whipped cream and serve warm. An additional note, the key to making a perfect Bicerino is to form 3 distinct layers. And in order to do that and avoid the breaking, after your hot chocolate has been placed on the bottom, when you pour the espresso, please pour it off the back of a spoon so that it gently cascades into the glass. And then carefully top with the whipped cream and do not stir. I would like to thank you for listening on this particular podcast where we covered Bicerino, the royal drink of the Savoy, which has an historical background that is really very impressive. I will post the recipe on the show notes. In the meantime, please follow Flavors and Knowledge, which is available at your preferred platform. Subscribe to News You Can Eat 24, which is a collection of videocasts offered on YouTube under the Chef Walter's Cooking School page. And for recipes, you can always join our newsletter. It's walterpotenza.substack.com. But as I said, I will include all this information at the end of the podcast. In the meantime, if you happen to make Bicerino for your friends and family, don't forget to pour the espresso from the back of a spoon. And we'll chat with you next time. Please be safe. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Welch's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwelcherscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.